The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Hope everybody's doing good. Hope you're having a wonderful week. Before we jump in, make sure you leave a rating and review wherever you're listening to this show. It helps out a lot, and it helps us to reach more people like you and help the community. So definitely look forward to reading some more of your reviews. And if you do leave a rating and review, send me a screenshot of your submission. My email is in the show notes of this episode, and I'll reply back and send you a free training on how to find and analyze properties. All right, so big announcement that I'm going to go over today. The Federal Reserve announced that they expect 3 interest rates cuts next year, and they're anticipating a cut of 75 basis points, which is pretty much 0.75% to the federal funds rate. And the crazy thing is interest rates have already started falling since this announcement. So we're going to talk a lot more about that. So in this episode, we're going to talk about this latest update in some more detail. We're going to listen to a news clip regarding it, why this is good news for investors and home buyers. And then lastly, how this impacts you as an investor and some things to consider as you get ready to hopefully invest or get closer to investing in 2024. So before we jump in, we're going to check out a news clip that gives an overview of this latest announcement. So let's jump right into the clip.
The Federal Reserve maintaining rates in the range of 5.25% to 5.5%, but signaling they will cut rates next year while still keeping the door open for any future rate hikes on the table. Officials see cutting rates by 75 basis points next year, implying 3 rate cuts next year. Breaking that down, 5 officials see 2 cuts next year, 6 see 3 cuts, and 4 see 4 cuts. Looking ahead to 2025, officials anticipate cutting rates 4 more times. These projections coming as the Fed sees inflation dropping to 2.4% next year and then further dropping to 2.2% in 2025.
All right. So a lot of stuff in that clip. And just want to give you a little bit of context on interest rates. So before this Federal Reserve meeting, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate was 7.09%. The 30-year FHA mortgage rate was 6.42%. We're about a week later than that meeting. And as of a week after that meeting, rates, the 30-year fixed rate was 6.64%. And then the 30-year FHA was 6.1%. So as you can see, the Fed hasn't decreased rates, but the mere announcement that they'll be decreasing rates next year, it seems like it's already caused the mortgage interest rates to drop, which is a good thing. So just to put some numbers on it, it's about a 0.45% decrease for the 30-year fixed and a 0.32% decrease for the 30-year FHA. And so here's why that's important. If you listen to my episode about the other interest rate update or prediction, mortgage interest rates tend to follow the federal funds rate. And so the rates will go lower next year. And so the cuts are projected to begin in March. Bank of America, based on their analysis and the meeting, they think there is a 90% likelihood that rate cuts start in March. And it's predicted that there will be 3 small cuts throughout the year, totaling 0.75%. So there is a possibility that rates, mortgage interest rates, will get into the fives, maybe mid to high fives, which I'm sure will be encouraging for a lot of people because we've seen rates lately over 8%. And so here's the good thing. The good thing is that it should make home buying more affordable for many of you, for buyers. You know, a lot of folks, perhaps you who's listening, have sat on the sidelines and not bought because of the interest rates. Many folks couldn't even qualify because of the interest rates and how high they've been over the past year or so. So this is a good thing. It is a good thing that mortgage rates are going down. Now, at the same time, I have to warn you, I am predicting that there's going to be an increase in competition if the rates continue to drop. And the reason for that is because, like I said before, a lot of people have been sitting out waiting for rates to drop. And so what's going to happen in my prediction is that as rates continue to drop, more people will come out wanting to buy because it'll be cheaper. I anticipate bidding wars. You know, a couple of years ago, we were in a place where people were offering over asking. There were bidding wars. I think the same thing is going to happen because we still are fighting this inventory issue. In many cities, there is more demand for housing than there is housing. And so if there is more demand for something, then the thing that you need, the price typically goes up. So I'm anticipating prices to go up even further as interest rates drop. I hope that I'm wrong about that, but that's my thing. So my encouragement to you, if you are in a position financially to buy a property, I recommend getting the ball rolling and starting on that now. We're towards the end of the year. It's a slower time. People usually don't move around this time. And I think it's a good thing to get the ball rolling. And I think it'll work to your advantage, especially if you have a really good agent who can negotiate and help you to navigate that process and hopefully get a good deal. And this is whether you're looking for a primary residence. This is whether you're looking for an investment property. Like, it goes either way. So here's a couple of steps. I want you to walk away with some steps to take if you want to buy your first property or next property in 2024. So the first thing I would recommend is to find a lender who can help you understand what you need to do to qualify for a mortgage. If there's any gaps in your financial profile that could potentially prohibit you from being qualified for a mortgage. And if there is, they should be able to let you know some things you can work on, okay? And they'll also help you understand what you can afford. If you end up going through the mortgage process, you'll be able to understand what you can afford, what you're approved for. So I recommend, you know, if you are in a financial position to proceed, go ahead and get that pre-approval and see what it is you can afford. Then also find an agent that meets your needs. If you're buying a primary residence, I recommend finding an agent who specializes in helping people to buy primary residences. Or if you're a first-time homebuyer, somebody who specializes in helping first-time homebuyers. And so that's something else that I recommend as well. And if you're looking to buy an investment property, similarly, find an agent who specializes in working with investors. This is for people who are in position. You may not be in position yet. You may not have enough money saved yet. So perhaps this is not your time, but I still encourage you to get educated. Talk to a lender, see what you need to do. And if you are in position, you have the money, I recommend at least trying to see if you can find something within your budget that you can afford that won't put you in a bad position financially, because as time goes on, as we get closer to March, I am predicting the competition is going to heat up. And so it's going to be a busy spring and summer, in my opinion. But we'll see. Time will tell what happens. And so once you find your agent, once you find your lender, you can start looking at properties. You can start looking at properties within your budget. I recommend not getting something at the top of your budget. So let's say, for example, based on where you live, you are approved for $400,000. I don't recommend getting $400,000. I recommend getting something cheaper that you still can live with and you'll be comfortable with, but make sure it's something that you can afford. You don't necessarily need to max out your budget. All right, so that's my encouragement. I want to give a quick update and share that clip regarding the interest rates and what's going on. We'll see if my predictions are true or not, or accurate, I should say, or not. And also, just some additional resources I want to share with you. If you're looking to buy your first or next investment property in 2024, I have a free guide. The link is in the description. It's going to help you start coming up with that plan to make that happen for you next year. Also, if you are somebody who is interested in learning how to invest out of state, if where you live is too expensive, then go ahead and download my free guide, 8 Steps to Buy Your First Out-of-State Property. Again, the link for that is also in the description as well. And it'll give you some good resources and a guideline for what you should do to make that happen, right? Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode. I look forward to hearing from you. Be sure to leave a rating and review. I look forward to seeing your feedback. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.